Good morning, all. So we've been discussing some of the laws as they pertain to the schach, and so one of the more interesting halachos, or at least one of the more interesting customs, I should say, when it comes to the schach, is that everyone knows that when you put the schach up, you have to be able to see the stars through the cracks of the boards. And so that's a total misnomer. It's not true at all. We'll talk about where it comes from in just a moment, but the halacha is that when a schach is put up, the way it's supposed to work is that you should have more shade than sun. Where you find the barometer between shade and too much shade is not so clear. It seems absolutely clear that if you have a very solid roof structure that if you push into it or whatever, it's just going to stay there and it's going to be very strong, then that is probably not a kosher schach. However, the notion of seeing the stars through the schach is not an obligation at all. It does come from, I believe, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi that explains that ideally one should be able to see the stars, and you could understand how that became a barometer for measurements, because you don't need to have such a large crack to see the stars, and that's a very easy way to tell people how much room there should be between the various sticks and the various branches that you're going to put on top of your schach. And so that probably became one of the main ways that an individual was able to understand exactly how much shade or how much openings there should be. So essentially, whenever you have your schach, it should be mostly closed up in between the branches, and it should not have very many openings, but nonetheless, there is certainly a nice idea and a nice custom to be able to see the stars. But again, most of us, I think, use schach mats anyways, and those also you really can't see through so well unless they're like 20 years old and they're breaking. Then you can see through them, and then you can fulfill the obligation of seeing the stars through. There is another interesting halacha as it pertains to the schach, and that is that it has to be put up by someone who is Jewish, which means, let's say you are not necessarily a physically able person, it's not so easy for you to get up there and get on a ladder, put up the schach, so you hire a worker, so ideally that worker should be Jewish. If you don't have that, and it's a non-Jewish person, that is fine, but you do have to go ahead and essentially place the schach on last by yourself, and usually people do that by taking a stick or a broom or whatever and lifting up the schach a little bit, and then it will fall down, and it's as if you put it on. And this is also a relevant halacha, that you should be the last person to do such a thing. So therefore, if there is a covering that was put over the sukkah, maybe you have a roof that opens up. We have very fancy sukkahs that the roof could open up and it's like in your living room. There are people like that in the world. I'm not one of those people. But the individuals who are like that, so the roof has to be opened up before the schach is actually placed on, or at least before that last action of putting the schach on, because that has the notion is that the sukkah has to be ready to go, ready made, with the last action of putting the schach on should be the very last action of building it. There are a lot more halachos as it pertains to the schach. We'll probably move forward a little bit just because I do want to cover a little bit more ground. But for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.